This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A recent study is providing a glimmer of hope in the fight against pancreatic cancer, a disease that has long had one of the lowest survival rates of any type of cancer. Aside from the disease typically being found late, one of the reasons it's so deadly is that pancreatic cancer cells are notoriously resistant to treatment. Dr. Mariano Barbacid and his team at the Spanish National Cancer Research Center now have achieved what many thought impossible. By successfully eliminating advanced pancreatic tumors in mice using a triple drug approach, they have officially cracked the genetic code that has kept this cancer what was called undruggable in humans for 50 years. The researchers used a triple therapy approach in mice that targeted three key points in the KRAS oncogene, a mutated gene that's often a key driver of pancreatic cancer. They found that hitting three points rather than one eliminated pancreatic cancer in 16 of 18 mice and prevented recurrence, with no significant side effects. In cancer researchers and oncologists, the study elicited great excitement because it provides a clinical roadmap. The therapy targets the specific KRAS mutations found in 95% of human pancreatic cases, essentially creating a master key to shut down the most aggressive tumors known to medicine. Although the therapy isn't available to humans yet, it could pave the way for long-awaited new treatment. The researchers wrote that these studies open a path to designing new combination therapies that can improve survival for patients with pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, which is the most common pancreatic cancer. These results point the way for developing new clinical trials to treat pancreatic cancer, one of the diseases with the lowest rates of survival. The Helena, Montana Police Department has removed itself from a regional drug task force after the agency decided to collaborate with U.S. Border Patrol agents. Helena Police Chief Brett Petty told Helena City Commissioners that he had decided to withdraw HPD from the Missouri River Drug Task Force. Petty said the Drug Task Force had been discussing the deployment of Border Patrol agents for over a year, and last November decided to move forward with an official agreement. The Missouri River Drug Task Force, headquartered in Helena, is made up of law enforcement agencies from Lewis and Clark, Gallatin, Park, Marr, Madison, Broadwater, and Sweetgrass counties that work with federal authorities to address drug trafficking. The Drug Task Force intends to deploy two agents in Helena and two agents in Bozeman, according to Chief Petty. Helena Police Chief Petty added that he has some concerns with Border Patrol presence and that he wanted to ensure that HPD doesn't get involved with immigration enforcement instead of monitoring drug activity in the city. The decision to leave the task force came as Helena and the HPD are considering a formal policy to address citizens' and advocates' growing concerns about safety and transparency with federal immigration authorities. Chief Petty said, "This is not to say that we will never be a part of the Missouri River Drug Task Force ever again, but I think the best way to do this right now is not enter into that agreement and bring a brief pause to it and see how this actually plays out here locally in Helena." Helena City Commissioner Sean Logan asked if the withdrawal would impact the Helena Police Department's ability to address drug crime in Helena. Chief Petty responded that it wouldn't. "The current drug investigator on the task force," he said, "is already part of the police department's criminal investigation division. While there may be potential coordination with the task force, that detective will remain under the HPD's purview," Petty said. In contrast, the East Helena City Council, whose police department is also part of the Missouri River Drug Task Force, did vote to accept changes to the agreement that include Border Patrol activities. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.